Day 1 at IRFA, navigating a new world and a new normal. Natalie Burrows, editor at EBNet. The first day of the 2026 IRFA conference in Cape Town made one thing clear. Retirement funds are operating in a world that is changing faster, becoming more interconnected and placing greater demands on the people entrusted with members' savings. Under the theme, A New World, A New Normal, the conversations ranged from geopolitics and Africa's place in the global economy to investment risk, governance, member communication, and the long-term impact of fees. The theme was consistent. In an uncertain environment, trustees and fund professionals cannot control every outcome, but they can improve the quality of the questions they ask, the decisions they make, and the way they communicate with members. A theme that landed. In her first official engagement as IRFA chairperson, Nancy Andrews set the tone for the conference by acknowledging the weight of responsibility carried by those in the room. Retirement funds sit at the intersection of people's hopes for a secure future and the economic, social, and policy realities of the present, she said. Isn't that just such a powerful description of the retirement fund industry's role? Trustees, guided by their service providers, are making promises that stretch over decades, but they must make decisions in the here and now, amid market volatility, regulatory change, technological disruption, and increasingly demanding member expectations. Andrews urged delegates not to see change only as a problem to be managed. It is also an opportunity to get back to basics, sound judgment, responsible stewardship, and better retirement outcomes. I really felt her comment that the value of the conference wasn't in finding one perfect answer, but in becoming better able to ask the right questions. I'd go further, and add having the courage to ask the right questions, no matter who feels uncomfortable. She also reminded delegates that governance is not something members experience as a framework, committee charter, or policy document. Members experience outcomes. They judge the system by whether it works when they need it to work, whether a claim is paid, whether a query is resolved, whether communication is clear, and whether they can have confidence that their savings are being looked after. Africa must back itself. In his keynote address, political economist Ronak Gopaldas brought the global context sharply into focus. The world, he argued, has changed profoundly in a short period, from the COVID-19 pandemic to conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine, tensions involving Iran, and disruption around the Strait of Hormuz. These events are not distant headlines. They affect inflation, fuel and food prices, supply chains, interest rates, and fiscal pressure, all factors that feed into investment decisions and member outcomes. For Africa, however, the changed world also brings opportunity. Gopaldas pointed to the continent's demographic growth, its critical mineral resources, and its growing strategic importance in a digital and technology-led global economy. But his message was that Africa cannot wait for outside rescue. If we've learned anything from the last few years, it is that nobody's coming to save the African continent, he said. We need to bet on ourselves. That means greater regional integration, stronger infrastructure, and a willingness to innovate. The African Continental Free Trade Area is central to that ambition, although fragmentation remains a major obstacle. Gopaldas noted that a more integrated Africa represents an economy of almost $3 trillion, making it a market too important for global investors to ignore. His call for business leaders to become more politically aware also resonated. In a world where geopolitics affects markets and supply chains, companies can no longer pretend that politics happens somewhere else. As he put it, if you don't do the politics is going to do you. Yet, amid the sober assessment, he retained a sense of optimism. The appropriate playbook for doing business in South Africa and Africa, he said, is to be strategically pragmatic, but irrationally optimistic. Investing through uncertainty. The investment sessions through the day returned repeatedly to the difficulty of making long-term decisions when the future feels unusually unclear. One of the most important changes is the shift away from ultra-low global interest rates. For years, investors became accustomed to near zero, and in some cases negative, rates in major economies. Since the pandemic, cash rates have moved materially higher, changing the starting point from which almost every asset is valued. Sandile Malinga of M&G captured the challenge neatly. The hardest thing to try and forecast is the future. For trustees, the implication is not that forecasting should be abandoned altogether. Rather, it is that investment processes need to be robust enough to cope with being wrong. The old assumptions about bonds as dependable diversifiers, the dollar as an unquestioned safe haven and globalization as a permanent force are all being reassessed in a more fragmented world. The practical message was to distinguish structural shifts from temporary market noise. Investors have access to more information than ever before, but more information does not automatically lead to better decisions. It can just as easily amplify anxiety and encourage short-term reactions. The answer, according to M&G's Unnathi Luz and Malinga, is to use valuation as an anchor, understand the risks being taken and build portfolios that can withstand a range of economic outcomes. That means looking beyond recent performance, resisting the temptation to chase last year's winner and ensuring that diversification is meaningful rather than merely cosmetic. Fees, alternatives and member value. Another standout session came from NBC's Subhadra Reddy, who urged trustees to look more critically at how fees are structured, not simply how much is charged today. A percentage of assets fee may look acceptable when quoted as a small annual percentage, but its rand value rises automatically as assets grow. In Reddy's illustrative example, three fee structures began with the same annual cost of around R6.2 million. Over 40 years, however, an assets-based fee could cost up to five times more, compared to a rand per member fee rising with inflation. The message was not that one model is always right, but that trustees should consider the long-term outcome before concluding that an offer is cheap. Conversations beyond the stage. The value of the day was not confined to the formal program. During the breaks, the exhibitors' hall was packed with delegates catching up, comparing notes and continuing conversations sparked in the sessions. The steady hum of discussion reflected the breadth of the industry gathered at the Cape Town International Convention Center, trustees, principal offices, administrators, consultants, asset managers, insurers, regulators and technology providers. That networking dimension matters. Retirement funds can be technically complex and highly regulated, but many of the industry's most persistent challenges, from improving member communication to assessing new investment opportunities and navigating regulatory change, benefit from shared experience. A conversation over coffee can sometimes provide the practical insight that a slide deck cannot. Day one therefore delivered more than a catalogue of risks. It offered a reminder that the new normal requires clearer thinking, stronger governance, more transparent fees, more thoughtful risk management and a willingness to learn from others. For trustees and fund professionals, the task is not to predict every twist in the road ahead. It is to ensure that the decisions made today give members the best possible chance of reaching retirement with confidence. Ends. Author at Natalie Burrows, EBNet plus posts bio at Natalie Burrows, EBNet NMG empowers HR professionals as the stewards of employee benefits at Natalie Burrows. EBNet retirement is not an age, it's financial stability. How do we get there? At Natalie Burrows, EBNet Day 2 of BATSETA's Winter Conference. No bluff. The regulators are all in on fund supervision at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Small Shifts, High Stakes. Day 1 of the BATSETA Winter Conference sets the tone at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Day 2 of the PLA. Deputy Commissioner's keynote address at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Key Takeaways from Day 1 at the PLA Conference. At Natalie Burrows, EBNet highlights from Day 2 at the 2026 FSCA Conference at Natalie Burrows. EBNet reflections on Day 1 of the 2026 FSCA Conference at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Unlocking Private Capital, Day 1 of SAVCAP Conference 2026, by Natalie Burrows. Editor at EBNet at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights from the 2026 FPI Annual Refresher at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights from Day 2 of the 2025 ASA Convention at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights from day one of the 2025 Actuarial Society of South Africa, ASSA, convention at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights from day two of the 2025 FPI convention at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights of day one at the 2025 FPI convention at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights from the 2025 Alan Gray Through the Noise Retirement Conference at Natalie Burrows. EBNet. Investment experts flip the script at Natalie Burrows. EBNet unraveling the conduct standard for Section 13B administrators. A Pension Lawyers Association webinar at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights of the IRFA conference day 2 at Natalie Burrows. EBNet feedback from the 2025 IRFA conference day 1 at Natalie Burrows. EBNet my picks for the 2025 IRFA conference at Natalie Burrows. EBNet the 2025 Sanlam Benchmark Symposium. My key takeaways at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Batsetter's Winter Conference 2025. Highlights from day 2 at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Batsetter's Winter Conference 2025. Highlights of day 1 at Natalie Burrows. EBNet highlights of the 2025 Pension Lawyers Association Conference at Natalie Burrows. EBNet Budget 2025. The specifics for retirement funds at Natalie Burrows. EBNet. EBNet Evolutionary Award winners at Natalie Burrows. EBNet as I see it. 27 Forbes Forward Financial Commentary for July. Share on your socials.